Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Wednesday, May 14, 2008. The Israeli army kills four Palestinians in Gaza and injures at least 25 others in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources said that four Palestinians were killed and 15 others injured during a number of Israeli attacks targeting different parts of the Gaza Strip on Wednesday. Three civilians were killed and at least 10 others were injured when Israeli tanks shelled residential areas during an invasion targeting the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Among the three killed were Ibrahim Salaha, 19, who was hit with a tank shell, and Khadr Salama, 17, who was playing on his bicycle when Israeli soldiers shot him, witnesses stated. Earlier on Wednesday morning, one Al-Qassam Brigade's fighter of Hamas was killed and three others injured during an Israeli air raid targeting a group of Palestinian fighters who were clashing with the invading troops in Khan Yunis town in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The Al-Qassam Brigades identified the fighter as Bassam Ashour, 19. Witnesses said that Palestinian resistance fighters attempted to strike back against the invading Israeli troops as armed clashes broke out. The Israeli army attacked on Wednesday three Palestinian peaceful demonstrations in several parts of the West Bank. A number of injured was reported. The protests took place near the northern West Bank cities of Tul Karim and Nablus, in addition to one protest near Ramallah City. They were organized to mark the 60th anniversary of the Palestinian Nakba, or catastrophe. At least 100 school children and teachers marched today from the city center of Tul Karim towards an Israeli industrial zone just outside the city. Upon arrival to the location, Israeli troops fired tear gas at the protesters. Medical sources reported that a number of children suffered moderate injuries due to the tear gas. In the nearby city of Nablus, in a similar protest, 200 Palestinians protested at the Hawara Israeli Army checkpoint located outside the city. Israeli troops used rifle butts, batons and tear gas to attack the unarmed civilians. Four were injured. 20 civilians were injured when Israeli troops attacked a protest marking the 60th Nakba at the Kalandia checkpoint at the entrance of Ramallah City. The protest started from Kalandia refugee camp. As soon as it reached the checkpoint, soldiers fired tear gas and steel rubber-coated bullets. 20 civilians were injured, witnesses told media sources. On Wednesday at dawn, the Israeli army invaded a village near Hebron and kidnapped Hassan Arjoub, 24, a journalist for a local university magazine. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura and George Ishmawi.